listening to Weekends Around the Northwest with Wendy Meister.
Well, it's time to talk about ideas in terms of vacations. Of course, right now I'm thinking about a warm destination. We've got Sharon Emerson joining us right now with Cruise and Tour Planners. Of course, Sharon does everything. She's a certified travel teacher. She's the one in the know about anything travel. And Sharon, my ideas today are, and I know I've talked about this a little bit with you, but in terms of travel insurance, because we hear so many different things about where to get it, how to get it. So what is travel or trip insurance? Let's talk about that first off.
Okay, Wendy, I'd love to talk about this. It really saves a lot of headaches for people if they take care of this at the beginning of their trip. It comes in two parts. There's mm-hmm. the medical, and then there's the coverage for the trip in case of cancellation for medical reasons or covered reasons. And there's a lot of companies that carry it, but I usually do just TravelX and sometimes TravelGuard.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're buying a trip, you want to make sure you're covered for medical, because a lot of your Medicare, if you're in an international country, Medicare probably won't cover you. And you'll have to check with your provider on your own coverage, but I have never found anybody yet that will cover you in a foreign country. In case of canceling your trip, you want to get your money back. So you make sure that you have that coverage too.
Yeah. Well, it's such a gray area because it's almost like renting a car. You know, do you want insurance? Well, but do I have insurance otherwise?
Right.
You know, I mean, when you talk about the medical and you talk about international travel, that's real spooky stuff.
Right. And it can be, you're in a stressful situation when that happens,
mm-hmm.
when you need help. You're either hurt or somebody with you is hurt, and you can't be trying to figure out where's my medical card, where's my number to call.
Yeah.
How do I get home? How do I get somebody to help me over here?
Mm-hmm.
I'm in a country where they don't speak English.
Right.
How do I get some help? And I have clients that have been in all those situations, and one phone call to your travel insurance company, and boy, they're right on the ball, and they're there to help you and get you home or get you the medical coverage you need or whatever.
Well, let's kind of break it down a little bit, because as I said, it gets real confusing, because as we know, sometimes your trip provider tries to offer you insurance.
Right.
And should you go for that? Or, what should we do?
Okay, well, All of the suppliers, cruise lines, tour operators, even airlines, have insurance, and they love to tack that on for you. And it seems really like a good idea, and it's easy to do. But first of all, their coverage is nothing near what it is to buy it from a third party. And the biggest issue is if that supplier, that tour operator, that cruise line, whatever, goes into default, goes bankrupt,
mm-hmm.
you're not covered. And that has happened to me and my clients many times. Fortunately, only one time I had to pay for a trip for a client because I didn't follow my own rules.
Yeah.
And I stuck it on there, and sure enough, they closed their doors before my client left. So I covered
the
trip for the client. But I don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Even if you buy it online, if you buy your trip online or from somebody else, or you do it yourself, at least call me or call a travel professional to add insurance. You don't have to buy the trip from me, but we will be glad to give you the proper coverage, because there's different plans. Each company has some different plans, and it's confusing.
Yeah, it is confusing because I've heard the terms with primary or secondary, you know, types of insurance and policies, and it does get very, very, very confusing.
Yeah, and there's different kinds of coverage, the levels of coverage. It's all depending on the cost of the trip and your age,
mm-hmm.
and that's what determines the cost of the insurance. And then depending on the plan you buy, like TravelX has three plans. And that makes it real simple, and I know which one to sell for what destination. And boy, are they right, Johnny, on the spot. When you have an issue, they're there, and they help you They get you the medical you need. They fly you home. Sometimes they fly a doctor over to come home with you.
But, when you've got one of these types of plans, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, the third-party plan.
Right.
Because really, I mean, when you think of it, you know, most of us obviously have medical insurance, and that sometimes isn't going to cover us.
No, it's not going to get your money back for the trip.
Yeah.
Or the airline.
Mm-hmm.
It might, you know, if you're in the United States, that's fine. Your medical will probably put you into a hospital, but will it fly you home?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because
bring your family to help you.
Right, because when we're talking about this, a lot of times, obviously, with the medical situation, when you're out of state, out of country, you know, this is usually obviously an emergency.
It's an emergency.
Yeah, and it's something that you're not obviously expecting. And of course, many of the times we're not expecting medical, you know, problems, but. This stuff just happens, or let's just talk about it in terms of the baggage loss or delay or missed connections. What about
right.
there?
You know, in the last couple of weeks, we've been hearing a lot on the news, and maybe somebody listening has been traveling and you've been stuck in Chicago. Or I had a fellow that was stuck for 3 days in Chicago last week and couldn't get home. So there's a snowstorm hits, or there's a volcano blows up, or there's a hurricane comes to town. So you can't get your flight. Your flight, you know, or you're late on coming in and your flight's already gone. So the insurance company will cover that. And in case of a delay, they'll put you in a hotel and they'll give you something to eat and they will take care of you. And you call the insurance company and they find you a flight out. Now, you can stand in line at the airport for hours trying to find another flight
mm-hmm.
or figure out how to get home. Maybe they'll put you on a train. You know, maybe the trains will run.
Mm-hmm.
So there's different options, but let somebody else do it.
Right, right.
You're stuck there. Just make a phone call and say, hey, I'm stuck in Chicago. Get me out of here.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, another thing, too, to think about is, gosh, most of us book, you know, our trips months in advance, and we have no clue what's going to happen with the weather.
Right, right. Yeah,
or anything.
And we can kind of, like in the winter, I kind of stay away from certain areas on air. But still, if a flight can't get in, it can't get out. So I had people last week in San Francisco just coming up and down the coast. But the airline couldn't get the crew to San Francisco to take their flight to Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
So they were stuck for 4 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, there's all kinds of issues, and I can't even imagine the airlines trying to sort all of this out when it's over.
That brings me to another question. I mean, is it easy to get the help? I mean, who do we call? There's obviously the toll-free numbers, I'm sure, but, I mean, what's a good rule of thumb with that? Do you call more than once? I mean, what do you do?
Yeah, you take your policy with you, first of all, and I would leave a copy at home with somebody, too. But call the number, the toll-free number, from anywhere in the world. They have toll-free numbers everywhere. Write down the date, the time zone, and who you're talking to. Every call is recorded. So it's good to call back a second time and get another answer from somebody else and make sure both those answers are the same, and then do what they tell you. But you need to write that information down.
Mm-hmm.
Because people know.
Yeah, because as you know, when we get stressed and we're freaking out, you know, and if there's a language barrier, you know, you might not have the right person there to be able to even understand.
Right.
You know, so you try to get those things figured out beforehand in case something does happen.
Right. And if you're traveling alone, you know, maybe the hotel can have somebody help you call, or the tour company can mm-hmm. help you. They usually have somebody that will, you know, help get you to where you need to be. The tour operator will. But in any case, yeah, you need somebody to answer those questions for you.
Okay. Well, some good tips, of course. And once again, I'm talking with our expert, our travel expert, Sharon Emerson, with Cruise and Tour Planners. And you would find her by going to cruiseandtourplanners.com. And her number is 206-367-7657. Well, thank you so much, Sharon, for joining us today.
Thanks, Wendy, and Happy New Year.
You too. Coming up, our movie, guys. So don't go away. You're listening to Weekends Around the Northwest. We'll be right back.
On your next getaway, discover a relaxing waterfront retreat where you can truly unwind. Panoramic ocean or lakefront views within spectacular Northwest settings. Where? Hallmark Inns and Resorts in Oregon and Washington. You'll find all the comforts of home and then some. Cozy fireplaces, in-room spas, and fresh Northwest cuisine. With two Hallmark locations on the Oregon coast, Cannon Beach and Newport, the opportunities for sightseeing, beachcombing, and exploring are endless. You'll also find interesting galleries and marine exhibits close by. In Washington, the best Western Hallmark Inn and Conference Center in Moses Lake is your hub for unique outdoor adventures, including hunting, fishing, hiking, and more. Whichever Hallmark you choose, you'll find a family atmosphere close to all the action and attractions. For more information and to make reservations at Hallmark Inns and Resorts, call 1-888-448-4449 or visit us on the web at hallmarkinns.com.
In the mood for a San Juan Island getaway? Then hop on the ferry and head to Orcas Island and visit Cascade Harbor Inn in East Sound, a wonderful retreat close to Moran State Park, an outdoor mecca for all kinds of outdoor adventures, including biking, kayaking, hiking, even birdwatching. You'll also find spectacular views from Mount Constitution. And speaking of views, it doesn't get much better than from your private balcony in your room or suite of Cascade Bay or Turtleback Mountain. You'll also find fully equipped kitchens and fireplaces. And close by in East Sound, you'll definitely want to do some shopping. You'll find all kinds of wonderful restaurants as well. So whether you're looking for an overnight for two or a special retreat for family or friends, be sure to visit Cascade Harbor Inn on Orcas Island. For more information, call 1-800-201-2120. That's 1-800-201-2120. Or stop by their website at cascadeharborinn.com.
Hi, this is Chef Ron with Bennett's Restaurant, located in Grayland, Washington. We're really excited to be part of Weekends Around the Northwest, and the audience that's listening, this is a really romantic, underdeveloped part of the Northwest Washington coast. When you get out here, this is going to be a fabulous dining experience for you. We do food the old school way. We make our own sauces and soups and gravies, right down to our tartar sauce and cocktail. We have a lot of fun with fresh seafood, halibut, fish and chips, prime rib, awesome steaks, great seafood pastas, our seafood fettuccine. I mean, when you come to Bennett's, you're going to receive some of the best customer service that's ever touched you. And we look forward to seeing you and meeting you. Make sure you stop by and visit us. We really look forward to seeing you. Or visit us at bennettscoastalrestaurants.com. Our local phone number is 360-267-2350.